Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Few Find It. And this comes from Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So I think it's interesting that it says, few there be which even find the way to eternal life. This is quite a far cry from the easy-believe gospels of the American church system, where all a man has to do is believe in Jesus, say a prayer asking him into your heart, and then just join your local church. But God reveals his covenant to those who fear him, it says in the scriptures, Isaiah 45:15. Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Psalm 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalm 50:23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So while God isn't far from any of us, Acts 17:27, that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, you must seek out the biblical Savior in order to find him, Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. A reason there be few that find it is not many are willing to seek after him. Yet they profess to know him. And this is very dangerous. Be careful that the light that is in you be not darkness. If you claim Jesus Christ, you claim to be born again, and you're not seeking after him, you're not hungry for truth, hungry for righteousness, be careful. Luke 11:34-36. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Because the Lord Jesus, the biblical Savior, has to know you. And this is the biblical Savior, and we'll talk about false Christ in a little bit. Matthew 7:22-23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And we see by the fruit that most professing Christians are not bearing the righteous, holy, just fruit of a perfect, holy, just God knowing them. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We don't see that fruit in a lot of professing Christianity today, being separate, holy, set apart, touching no unclean thing. And we know that one lie will keep you outside of his kingdom. Are you following a false Christ? Prove all things, neighbor. Test all the spirits. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But we know that the elect test and prove all things to the word of God, making sure they're in the truth, testing all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. So this was my short study on Few Find It. Yep, the biblical Savior. And I read that verse in Isaiah, "Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself." It's true, the Lord hides himself from those who still love their darkness, still love their sin, love their itchy-eared, false Christ, flesh-pleasing God. He's not going to show himself to those people. He manifests to the people that love him, the biblical Savior, want to obey him, want to lose their life for him, want to submit themselves to him, be meek, following after him. And when they order their conversation aright, he will show them the salvation of God, show us the salvation of God. But few there be that will find the biblical Savior, the path to eternal life, that will walk down the path with the Lord, yoked up with the Lord, going through tribulations, trials, hated by the world. Few there be that even find it. So I really want you to test yourself, test all of your churches, modern Christianity. Do they have the fruits of even being born again? And don't lower the standard of being born again. That's really important. Don't lower the standard of the Spirit of God, what it will do to a person. I mean, think about it. The Spirit of the living God, the Creator of the universe, you're born of His Spirit. There's going to be big changes. There's going to be a lot of holiness, a lot of righteousness. Not sinless perfection. I understand stumbling and whatnot. We're not sinlessly perfect, but it'll be that striving to be holy, striving to be righteous, cleaning up your life of all willful sin. That's proof that they're following the biblical Savior. It all lines up with Scripture. They're cleaning up. They're being convicted. We don't see that in most professing Christians. 99.999% of professing Christians, we don't see that. That's why the Lord says, few there be that find it. It's a narrow path. Very narrow, very compressed, very straight. You got to squeeze in. You got to fight to enter in. That is absolutely true. And I've seen it in my own life. You have to fight. And you can listen to my testimony on don'tperish.com. But I hope this edified you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.